This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load.
Okay. All right. And right now we're supposed to have Dean joining us, and Dean has not joined us. So let's text Dean real quick. Are you calling in? Question mark. And while we're waiting on Dean, we can talk about something else while we wait on Dean. Let's leave that open so if he does return my text, I can say something about, you know, we can talk about other stuff. The thing about Taryn, and it's not necessarily because it's Taryn. A lot of people don't like Taryn. Taryn is very successful. He was in the right place at the right time. He has that dream gig. I mean, it is time. So a lot of people wanted to believe that. They wanted to think that this is really what happened. And while the videoing did happen, a lot of stuff when it comes to... when it comes to that kind of thing, motive is a big pointing thing. But anyway, now we are joined by Dean Weingarten. You're probably having too
much
fun.
Very glad to be here, Bill.
Having too much fun doing other stuff?
Well, I got distracted by reading an article about the First Amendment, I have to admit. So.
Okay. Well, that's perfectly okay. What was the article about? About the First Amendment?
It was about the Ninth Circuit saying that the First Amendment protected YouTube when it discriminated against Prager University.
In what way?
And the Ninth Circuit gets reversed a lot, so we'll see what happens.
So are they saying that YouTube is a publisher? Because there's two things they could be. They could be a publisher or they can be a platform.
Exactly. And the article was from Reason Magazine, which I used to subscribe to, but I don't anymore. And they claimed that it was strictly a claim that that an attack on YouTube is a First Amendment rights. But no, Prager phrased it exactly as you say. Either they're a publisher or they're a platform, but they can't be both under U.S. law, and they want the benefits of both.
Well, I mean, if they're a platform, they essentially take the role of being like a utility, and they become like a telephone line to where if I'm calling you and I'm like, listen, Dean, we got to kill that guy. See, we're going to feed him to the alligators later tonight. See, they're not liable for us using their phone line to make our plans in a criminal enterprise.
Right.
So that's if they're a platform. But if they're a publisher, then they take on editorial and, they take on editorial roles. And at the same time, they sort of take on the role of being able to pick winners and losers and saying, well, this is good and this isn't. So they can demonetize things like my YouTube channel, Dennis Prager's conservative channel, stuff like that, and pick winners and losers. Although YouTube has demonetized a lot of channels that I would not have thought they would have. I would have thought they would have been like the favorite channels. But Ninth Circuit...
a movement in YouTube to be a little bit more even-handed.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just what I'm seeing. And part of it is, you know, you look at what people you oppose are saying, and when George Soros claims that YouTube is working in favor of Donald Trump, it makes you wonder. Or, excuse me, not YouTube, Facebook, sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, Facebook will allow me to place ads. They'll allow me to place ads. Now, they do get, like it, with certain videos, if I say certain things, like I pointed out how many crimes across the world Islamists put out there. And the post stayed up for years, but then it finally got taken down by them for being, how do they put it, inflammatory.
Yes. So, anyway, that's what got me distracted. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, this one right here for me, the First Amendment part of it, you know, for me, Facebook and YouTube and Twitter to a certain degree and other means of social media, which is the new media, they would have you believe. This is the new media. This is where everything is going. What you do is going to be, that's going to be obsolete. What I do is going to be obsolete. Although what you and I do is actually relatively safe compared to social media because we don't censor people, you know, we don't get out there and we're not trying to take any, you know, run.
I don't know if it'll be entirely obsolete, but it probably won't be as prominent.
Well, that's what they say. That's what they tell us. That's what they tell us.
There's demand for what we do. I mean, the demand may go down, but I don't think it'll entirely go away.
Right. So, for me, looking at this argument, looking at this dilemma as it is sort of a setup. When they get out there and decide to take these editorials, but at the same time they want to be regulated like they're a platform or have the, you know, slip in and out of whichever pair of shoes works best for them that one particular day. I'm never, ever a advocate for more federal regulation, but at the same time, you know, they need to be reined in a little bit. They're no different from any other company in the United States, as far as I'm concerned, to that degree.
The problem is when they're so blatantly one-sided, and that's what we see. But like I said, it's changing a little bit, and they may see the writing on the wall. They may see, you know, we've got to become less obviously biased. It's hard to see how it'll go. And the other possibility is that we will have competition spring up and instead of taking over the market, as we've seen with Google and Facebook, maybe there will be competition. But what seems to be the case is you get competition and they buy it up.
Yeah, but I think right now what's happening like if you're looking at YouTube, YouTube wants to be a television delivery service, and they want to be like they want to do television, and they also want to be like Netflix. They want to be a one-stop shop, and they want everything to be paid for, and that seems to be the way they're moving. That seems to be what they're trying to get to, and if they want to do that, that's fine, but I kind of think that somewhere in the dark web, there's some like 12-year-old kid that is writing the next YouTube is coming up with the next YouTube. I mean, there's other video platforms out there. There's some that are gun centric.
There are, and some of them are gaining some headway.
Yeah. The problem is that YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world.
Yeah.
So getting, for people that want to monetize video and make a living off of video, you need to be somewhere where you quote unquote have the foot traffic.
And, well, of course, the other side of this is that if you ban certain types of content that people want to see, the market has a way of providing a way for those to be seen by those who want it.
It does. It does.
And that the early internet, and I'm sure you realize it's still a big force, was built on porn money.
Yeah. Hang on right there. Hang on right there as we're coming up on the break and everything. We'll continue this conversation simply because it is a fascinating one because it dictates exactly how Dean and I do what we do. You can find Dean's stuff, all the stuff that he writes, because he is the most well-written and received writer in the gun niche out there at Amoland.com. That's where he's currently taking it up. There's half of his stuff there, half of the 3,000 articles that he's done so far. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DesantisBuilder.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Dean Weingarten, and he was reading something that made him a little late, but at the same time, it's a fascinating topic about the First Amendment, because apparently the Ninth Circuit has just found against Dennis Prager in a case against YouTube. Do you think... I don't remember where we were, but I do think that at some point you were making the point that whenever somebody comes out with something new that they get bought up. I think the next
time it hasn't been happening, but go ahead.
It has, but I think that the next one that does come out is going to take a very hard look at this and say to themselves, well, I'm where this used to be in two, you know, YouTube is just turned, I think, 15. So YouTube's been around for 15 years, and you know, 10 years ago, YouTube was the wild, wild west. You could say and do literally anything on it. They didn't censor anything. They didn't censor any sort of language or anything. Now, when I put up a YouTube video now, I have to make sure that I specify this video is not for children. I'm demonetized, you know, so... they can't really do too much more to me, except maybe if they were to kick me off. But I don't think they're going to do that just yet. They demonetized most of the gun channels, and they're being allowed to do what they do. They're just not getting paid to do it. But I think the next time something like this comes out, I think people would, I don't think they're going to sell it. I don't know. If I was a coder, I'd write it myself.
One of the things anybody who comes up with something, we'll see, is the longer they hold out and the more popular it becomes, the more money they get. So usually they don't buy them when they just immediately, they wait until they become a threat. And then the longer they go, I forget how much YouTube was sold for, but it was a considerable sum.
Right.
Hundreds of millions, a billion, I forget, a lot.
Yeah.
And these big boys, Google, Facebook, and I guess you could say YouTube, but isn't YouTube part of Google now?
Yeah.
I guess Amazon would be the other one to look at. They are so huge and they make so much money that they can afford to buy up a startup that's doing well for $1 billion.
Sure.
As long as we have competition, it works, and hopefully we will get competition. But
On the gun side, I also put video up at GunStreamer, and I also have a setup to where I could be on full 30. But there I get to see the contrast, because where I would have a video on YouTube that would get viewed 30,000 times, on GunStreamer it gets viewed 30 times, because they just don't have the foot traffic there.
Right,
and
it's difficult. You know, it's kind of like somebody buying up, all the billboard space along the freeway, and then you have to either build more billboards, which is it's not exactly analogous, but kind of like that.
Well,
anyway,
it's
about freedom of First Amendment. We could talk about what happened in the Nebraska legislature the other day, we had about 400 Second Amendment supporters, went to a committee hearing, and they killed all the infringements that were pending against the Second Amendment in the Nebraska legislature. And they were exercising their First Amendment and their Second Amendment rights. I wrote an article about it, talking about how the governor of Nebraska, Governor Ricketts, actually used some social media. He used Twitter, and he commended the Second Amendment activists for their activism, and included a picture showing the hall filled up with activists, and they had already filled up the committee room. And he said, thank you to the hundreds of Second Amendment activists who have shown up at the state capitol to oppose LB 18 and protect our Second Amendment rights. And this takes political courage. You know, when the other side talks about some politician having political courage because they want to degrade our Second Amendment rights, they're using Orwellian speech, because it takes no courage at all to do something the media are going to laud you for and call you courageous and a hero to do. It takes a lot of courage to go against the media and the establishment. So I commend Governor Ricketts in Nebraska for going against the trend and congratulating the people who showed up to stop those infringements. It was kind of funny, really, because when you read the media stories in the print media in Nebraska with the TV stations, let's just call them the legacy media in Nebraska, they say the bill was all about stopping suicide. Well, it just also happened to include a lot of restrictions on who could buy semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. Oh, and magazines and a bunch of other stuff. Suicide was sort of casually mentioned. Well, we think we can stop suicide if we prevent people from getting guns. Well, you know, the last time I heard, it doesn't take a semi-automatic rifle or shotgun to commit suicide.
No. Not unless you have really long arms.
Well, you know, it's just, well, you can figure out ways to shoot a rifle or a shotgun for suicide, but only it usually only takes one shot.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
the idea.
Whenever somebody gets out there and proposes something about suicide, if that's going to be their primary thing, my first thing is, okay, how much funding are we getting for mental health facilities out of this?
Well, exactly. And
how much funding are we getting for counseling out of this? How much funding are we getting for hotlines out of this?
We are
outreach
seeing
programs.
A number of private proposals that seem to have some potential for success, which is basically to try to get counseling to people who may be contemplating suicide. And one of the things that I have seen is where gun shops would put out brochures saying, if you know a friend or somebody that is in depression or you think they might be contemplating suicide, we'll store guns for them free and not charge them to get them back.
Right.
And that, I think, is something that could help a little bit. I mean, for decades, people have done this on their own. You know, Uncle Joe, I don't think he should have a gun around. Maybe we'll store it for him. Or they get to the point where they're starting to have dementia and they make sure the guns are unloaded. There isn't live ammunition around, that type of thing. It's pretty common for families to do this for their own.
Right. Coming up on the next break, and Dean is the most, more people have read Dean's stuff than any other gun writer in the United States. And most of his stuff now, well over half of it, you can find at ammoland.com. He probably hasn't written about the First Amendment part of it yet, but he may do it. You may have gotten an exclusive right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announcing Vice President Mike Pence will lead a task force to monitor and combat the coronavirus. The Vice President reminds everyone.
President Trump's made clear from the first days of this administration we have no higher priority than the safety, security, health, and well-being of the American people. And from the first word of an outbreak of the coronavirus, the President took unprecedented steps to protect the American people from the spread of this disease.
The Milwaukee Police Department says there's no active threat after a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewery. However, officials tweeted the scene is still active and a press conference is set to be held. Police have not confirmed how many people were killed in the shooting, but multiple reports say at least seven are dead. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett confirmed the shooter is among the dead. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, and, well, it's always good to be talking to Dean. We've been talking about the First Amendment. I want to talk about this, though. I want to talk about your article about the NFA.
Oh, yeah, that's fascinating.
Tell me about this. What did you find? What were you looking for?
A lot of people, many people don't realize that there were two National Firearm Act statutes that were passed in the 30s. One was the NFA of 1934, which is the one most people are familiar with because it regulates machine guns, silencers, and short-barreled rifles and shotguns. But there was another one passed in 1938, which is in FDR's second term, and that's the NFA of, called the NFA of 1938. And that is where we got the precedent for the Gun Control Act of 1968, because instead of regulating these relatively unusual firearms that there weren't that many of, it attempted to regulate almost all common firearms and even all firearms parts. And what had happened is that it was getting some pushback. There were thousands of people sent messages to the Ways and Means Committee in Congress, and they didn't want it. And a lot of them were saying it was unconstitutional. Now, this was in 1938. So it's 4 years after the NFA of 1934 was passed. And the 1934 bill had not been – there were no test cases on it. There hadn't got, nothing had gone to the courts on it. So the Roosevelt administration, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, was looking for a test case. And what happened in 1938 in April is that a couple of criminals, one of them, his name was Jackson Miller, these two criminals were caught preparing for armed robbery, it said, by Arkansas and Oklahoma state police. And they had come from Oklahoma into Arkansas, and they had a short-barreled shotgun, which was regulated under the NFA of 1934. Well, Miller had already was known to the law enforcement, the federal law enforcement in Arkansas, and he had been an informant, and he'd gotten immunity from them. He was a known snitch that they knew they could manipulate and rely upon. And the U.S. attorney for the Western District of Arkansas saw an opportunity here to get a test case for the NFA. So he telegrammed the Attorney General of the United States, Homer Cummings, and informed him they needed to work on this right away because they didn't want these guys to get out on bail and get away before they could get their test case. Now, it also happened that the judge in that area, the federal judge, or one of them, his name was Hartzell Ragone. And he was the 1930s equivalent of Chuckie Schumer. He thought the federal government should step in and regulate firearms nationally, especially handguns. And he had helped FDR get most of the New Deal passed through Congress in his first term, and then he was rewarded with this judgeship in Arkansas. Well, guess who got the case? Hartzell Ragone was given the case with Jackson Miller and I forget the name of his associate, which had to do with the NFA. They wanted to plead guilty. The judge, Hartzell Ragone, would not allow them to plead guilty. And he appointed their defense counsel. Then, after he wouldn't allow them to plead guilty, he declared the law was unconstitutional and wrote a memorandum opinion that just said it's unconstitutional and didn't give any facts in support of that argument or make any analysis in support of that argument. Then the Roosevelt administration appealed the case directly to the Supreme Court, which they were allowed to do legally in those days. And so without any defense and only this very short memorandum opinion, which really didn't defend the Second Amendment, it went directly to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled, because they didn't have any other facts and evidence, that they were not going to strike down the NFA of 1934 based on what was in Miller. And the ruling was kind of muddy, but basically it said, well, nobody's told us that sawed-off shotguns are militia weapons. So since nobody's told us that, we don't think it has any relationship to a militia, so we're not going to strike down this law. And they sent it back for more adjudication, and by that time I believe Miller was dead. He'd been murdered by some of his criminal associates, we think. But then the appeals courts had the precedent they wanted from the Supreme Court, and they manipulated it, and they said in 1942, I think the ruling was out of the First Circuit, they said, well, Miller didn't really mean what Miller said, because if we take what Miller said literally, it would mean the Congress could not regulate military weapons. And that's just absurd. We don't believe that. So we don't believe that's what it meant, so we're ruling against it. And that's the ruling that upheld the NFA of 1938, which was the precedent for the federal government regulating all common firearms across the country, the ability of the federal government to demand licenses from people who manufactured firearms, the ability of the federal government to decide whole groups of people that could not have or at least buy weapons from federal dealers. And all of this happened in the framework of interstate commerce. Well, then the judiciary in Wickard v. Filburn ruled that everything virtually was interstate commerce. So that's how we ended up where we are today, more or less.
Right. Yeah, I did not know
it was
that.
It's a little long-winded, but most people don't realize the history there, and I think it's worthwhile knowing that this was a very set-up case. Basically, the administration, the judge, the prosecutor, the defense attorney all conspired together to create a case to take away Second Amendment rights.
That's
but it was the Roosevelt administration.
Yeah. Well, that's when a lot of people say he and Woodrow Wilson, that's when the modern progressivism began with those two cats.
Yes, Wilson was one of the first, and FDR took it to a new level. And then what this the attorney general at the time, his name was Homer Cummings, really did want to register all handguns. He tried it in 1934, and it failed in that act. He tried it again in 1936 as a test balloon that didn't go anywhere. And he really tried another tact in the NFA of 1938, which was to start the ball rolling on federal regulation of all guns. But he retired in 39. Then we got into World War II. Nobody in the federal government wanted to say we're going to take guns away from American citizens in the middle of a war. And when the war was over, we imported millions of guns from other countries. And everybody was at peace. Nobody was in the federal government was saying they wanted to take guns away. And it wasn't until 1968 that we got the next big Gun Control Act. And that built on the NFA of 1938. I mean, when you look at how difficult it is to get a federal firearms license today, you have to pay about $300.
I tell you what,
you have to
hold on to that thought. We're going into the break. Hold on to that thought because I want to hear about what you have to go through that because I've been thinking about that myself. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from, you know what, I just made the con. Hey, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Things change here, Dean. I'm trying to get past my old rejoinder that I did every day faithfully for the last two years or so.
Well, it gets to be a habit, doesn't it?
It does, and I go through the entire show, but at least once, just like just then, I get into this automatic mode, and then I start to do it, and then I'm like, I catch myself. But anyway, let's talk about,
let's talk a little bit about federal firearms licenses, and I want to go back to a little bit of how it was when they passed the National Firearms Act of 1938.
Yes.
Because you could get a dealer's license, and it only cost a dollar. And it was shall issue. You sent in your form, and they sent you back a license. And it was basically on the honor system. I mean, if they found out that you were abusing it, you could be prosecuted, but you basically just sent in a form and a dollar, and they sent you back a license. It did not require any record keeping. It didn't require any pre-approval of sales or manufacture, except for machine guns or silencers or short-barreled shotguns and rifles.
Okay.
And then after World War II, there were these literally millions, tens of millions of guns came in from all over the world. It was a golden age of firearms collecting. And you could buy even anti-tank guns and anti-aircraft guns and ammunition. They were advertised in magazines like the American Rifleman, and you could buy them through the mail. They would generally be delivered by rail, as I recall. It's been extensively documented. There was only one crime committed with one of those, in which it was a robbery, and they used it to break through a vault wall, an anti-tank gun, and no one was injured in that. Now, that's a pretty good safety record. Well, then in 1968, Lyndon Johnson wanted more gun control, and he proposed the 68 Gun Control Act, and that is where we got today, and it started the record-keeping process with the 4473.
Right.
Now, Johnson wanted registration of all pistols, and the NRA was able to get that taken out of the bill. And the old NFA 1938 required regulation of all gun parts. It had never been enforced very well, and it made no sense. Why would you regulate a nut and a bolt and handgun grip? So the NRA was able to get that part of the bill changed to they only regulated the receiver that held the parts and had the serial number, or on handguns, it's called the frame. And so they did roll back that little bit of regulation, but there were many new infringements. All new firearms after 68 had to have serial numbers. And federal dealers were required to record the sales and personal information and make, model, and serial numbers. And you were no longer allowed as an individual to purchase firearms across state lines, which you were before. and more firearms and weapons, like the anti-tank cannon and anti-aircraft cannon I talked about, were now called destructive devices, and you weren't allowed to purchase them unless you went through the $200 tax process, and that was quite expensive. And in 38, that was the equivalent to about almost $4,000 today.
Yeah.
But to get the firearms license, federal firearms license today, I believe it's $300 for, I think it's 3 years. You have to get fingerprinted. You have to notify your local law enforcement agency. You have to certify that there is no local zoning ordinance that forbids you from doing retail sales wherever your location is for the federal firearms license. It's become a very intrusive and bureaucratically significant process to go through. And this shows you the creeping regulation that occurs. For, I think it's about 56, almost 60 years. Basically, if you wanted a federal firearms license, you sent in the application and you got it back in the mail.
Right.
And until 68, you didn't have to keep any records. Then in 68, you started keeping a bunch of records. And then by 94, when Bill Clinton gummed up the works even more, he's the one that bumped the fee from, at the time, I think it had gotten as high as $30 a year. Now it became $300 a year. And the number of federal firearms licenses was decreased by something like 80% in the next 3 years. So you have this creeping additional regulation and restrictions that keep piling on and piling on, and it's very much a slippery slope. Now, I had a federal firearms license for 12 years, and I wouldn't try to discourage you from getting one. But if you get one, you got to make sure to dot all the I's and cross all the T's, because it becomes a more and more complicated process as time goes on. And if you make a little paperwork error, you potentially have committed a felony.
I'll tell you why I want one. I get a lot of guns sent to me to evaluate.
Yeah.
And I'm not going broke, but every time if you see me evaluating three guns, I paid $15 a pop for the FFL transfer.
Yeah, I understand that. And I've got a deal worked out with a local dealer that if I get more than one, I only pay $20 for a transfer fee on one 4473.
Well, see, I'm thinking I don't want to pay any because then I got to go out and buy ammo and all this other stuff.
I understand. And I think, though, as a significant and influential member of the media, they ought to be happy to have you as their customer and should not charge you anything.
Yes, but they know what I am and they still do it. And I don't blame them for doing it.
Time and effort.
Yes, and it's only because they have to take the gun in and everything else and check it in because they have to dot the I's and cross the T's. See, what I do, though, to send them back is I get them to send me the shipping label, right? And I box it up and get it ready to go, and then I take it back to the FFL, and I just put it in their pile of guns that's going to be shipped out, and I don't have to pay the transfer fee going that way because I've got the shipping happening. I've taken care of the shipping.
Yeah, very good.
And so I only have to pay it one way, but I'm just wondering if it wouldn't be better just to have them come straight to me.
It can be. I bought a lot of guns over the 12 years that I had it, and I used it extensively, and it was very convenient in many ways. But I just got worried about the record keeping and the potential that there might be some error there I had missed. You can do it by computer, too, and that probably helps make it a little easier.
Yeah.
Now, one thing, I don't know if we have any time to talk about it.
Well, we got a minute and 20 seconds.
How incredibly cheap guns are today.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some ARs that you get a little bit of a kit for them, but it doesn't take much to put them together, for under $350.
Yeah.
That's amazing when you consider it.
I think the AR has entered the time where there's going to be really inexpensive ones for that gateway drug, but I'm still going to have to. I like the reason I like a more expensive AR is because I think more expensive ARs are designed not to have to have a armorer on premise. You know?
Well, the AR has proven to be a pretty good design.
Yeah,
and I think with more expense, you get a little nicer barrel, perhaps. You might get a little better accuracy, but they seem to be inherently good to about an inch and a half, and you can get the accuracy down to half an inch with the better stuff. But inch and a half at 100 yards is very usable. You probably get a better trigger. That's one of the things that can be improved on. You get better sight.
Yeah.
The low-level ones. You may
better
have
parts,
better
parts internally and everything else. Before we run out of time, let me tell everybody where to find you. Are you going to be back on Friday?
It is my intention to be back on Friday.
Very good. Dean, you can find Dean's stuff. Dean Weingarten, if you go to amoland.com and go to all contributors, look for Dean Weingarten, Weingarten. You will find him there. And oh, let the reading begin. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
All right. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.